Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues for the 24th of Cheshvan. We are in Yevamot, Perek 4, Hacholitz, and Mishnah Zayin, Hacholitz Leavimto. One performed Chalitza to the widow of his brother, Harek Hu Cheechod Min Achin Lenachala. The brother who did the Chalitza is still considered equal to all of his other brothers in terms of inheritance. Now, why would we think otherwise? The Rav Bartnura explains, well, he had an opportunity here to marry, to perform Yibum, and therefore marry the widow, and this brother would have inherited the estate of the deceased brother. So instead, that estate of the deceased brother is being divided up among all the surviving brothers. You might have think since he lost it on Yibum, he should lose his share in that estate and not be a part of that division. So still, he does get a part of that estate, but not the whole thing, as he would if he did Yibum. Mishkan news, im yesh sham av, if the father of the deceased brother is still alive, nechasim shel av, then actually the first inheritor is the father. Again, in all these cases of Yibum, the man passed away leaving no children, no heirs at all, so his estate will go back up to his father, and if the father is already deceased, to his brothers. Now the Mishnah explains the corollary, Hakonis et Yevimto, a man who marries the Yevama, the widow, in Yibam, Zocha benechasim shel achiv. He inherits, he is meritorious to the estate of his deceased brother. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ben kach, whether it is Chalitza or Yibam, im yesham av, if the father of all these brothers is still alive, nechasim shel av. He would inherit the estate of the deceased brother, even in a case of Yibum. The Bartnura points out from the Gemara, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. If one of the brothers steps up and performs the Yibum, then he inherits the estate of that deceased brother. Now the Mishnah brings more consequences of performing Chalitza. Haholitz Leavimto. One performs Chalitza on the Yavam, Hu Aser Bikrovoteha. He cannot then marry her close relatives. Just like if a man had divorced his actual wife, not in a context of Yibum at all, he would be forbidden to marry her other relatives. Vehi asura bikrovav, and she is forbidden to marry his close relatives, just like the same case by a regular divorce. Now the Mishnah lists these close relatives, hu asur be'ima, that's her mother, uva emima, a grandmother, ve'em avia, a paternal grandmother, uvita, a daughter, vat bita, a granddaughter, uvat bina, another granddaughter, ubahota bisman shehi kaimet, and her sister as long as she's still alive. The Torah prohibition of marrying a woman and her sister is bechayeha, it says, when the original wife is still alive. So if he had been married to a woman or performed chalitza and then divorced or performed chalitza to that woman, then he cannot marry the sister as long as the first one is still alive. But if she passes away, then it would be allowed. It's sort of like quasi-similar to Yibum. But of course, there's no requirement for a man to marry the sister of his deceased wife. Anyway, the Mishnah goes on, Achin Mitzarin, but the other brothers, the brothers who did not do Chalitza, there could be 10 surviving brothers, one did Chalitza, he can't marry these relatives, but the other brothers could. Now the Mishnah lists these relations from the woman's point of view. He Asura Be'aviv, she could not then marry the father of the man who did Chalitza, Ba'avi Aviv, a grandfather, Beno, a son, Ben Beno, a grandson, Be'ochiv, or a different brother. This is important. Once one of the brothers has done Chalitza, it knocks everybody else of the running. There can be no more Yibum and no more marriage to this woman even after the Chalitza by these brothers. The Chalitza releases her to marry someone else, but she cannot then turn around and decide to marry one of the brothers. That Yibum bird has flown. And finally, Uven Ochiv, and also a nephew. But the Mishnah adds, Mutter Adam, a man is allowed to marry, Bikrovat Tsarat Haluchatzato, the relatives of the co-wife of the woman who received Chalitza. For example, his brother passed away, leaving two co-wives, Rachel and Sally, so he cannot marry, so once Rachel receives Chalitza, obviously, none of the brothers can marry Sally, but even the man who did Chalitza can marry the relatives of Sally. She was never in the room by the Chalitza. There's no cause for concern or confusion. The Asur, but he is forbidden, Bitsarat Krovat Halutzato. However, he cannot marry the close relatives of the... Sorry, he cannot marry a co-wife of the close relative of the actual woman who received chalitza. So, for example, Rachel went in and did chalitza. So Sally's relatives are fine. But Rachel brought her sister Leah with her to the court to do chalitza, as sisters often show support for each other during emotional times. That's understandable. So there could be some confusion which sister was the real chalitza. Was it Rachel or Leah who actually received the chalitza? So due to the concern, our sages said on a rabbinic level, the man who did chalitza also should not marry the relatives of Leah, the sister of the woman he performed chalitza with. Now, Mishnah 8, a holitz liyavimto, one performs chalitza on the widow, venosa achiv, and then his brother goes ahead and marries et ahota, the sister of the chalitza. As we learned in the last Mishnah, that's perfectly fine. Vemet, and then Nebuch, that brother, passes away without children. So now the sister of the chalitza is falling to yibum in front of the holitz, the brother who did the chalitza. What does he have to do? Holetzit velo metibemet. He has to perform chalitza, but he cannot do yibum. This is because it's a rabbinical prohibition for him to marry the sister of a chalitza. If it were the sister of an actual wife that he had divorced with a get, that would be a biblical, a scriptural prohibition, but through chalitza, it's a rabbinic prohibition. Since it's only a rabbinic prohibition, theoretically there could be yibum, but because of the rabbinic prohibition, we do not allow yibum, so she needs a chalitza to cancel out the zika, the bond she has with the brother. The Mishnah concludes, v'chen, and also, similarly, hamegarish et ishto, a man divorces his wife, v'nosa achiv et achota, and then his brother marries her sister. Okay, maybe it's a small town, there's not a lot of options, maybe he met her at the get ceremony. Okay, I don't know, who knows. V'met, and then Nebuch, the brother, passes away without children. So now the sister of the divorcee, and she's still living, falls to Yibum in front of the brother who gave the divorce. Harezo petura min ha-chalitza min ha-yibum. So as we explained, there's a biblical prohibition to marry a woman's sister while the first woman is still alive. If he married Rachel, and Rachel's still alive, he cannot then marry Leah. And that prohibition knocks it out of the Yibum park. No chalitza, and no Yibum is needed at all. She's free to remarry someone else. Yashar kochachem and zay gesund.